Hallelujah. Today we're going to be talking about mini scenarios, part two. And what comes to mind when you hear the word chocolate? I see many smiling faces. And what comes to mind when you hear the word prayer? Some people got more serious. And what comes to mind when you hear the word spiritual warfare? And so chocolate victory. Amen. And so what comes to mind where you hear victory? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And what comes to mind when you hear the word you battle with the enemy? Amen. Victory comes when you battle with the enemy. Hallelujah. So who's excited about this lesson? I am. Who wants to win more? Woohoo! All right. Okay, so we call it mini scenarios, and number two is what we are going to be covering. Overview. Pastor Joshua has lived successfully for 45 years without the need of doctors and medicines by maintaining what? A strong spiritual warfare, which has enabled him to live a victorious, virtuous lifestyle and not keep falling back into the vicious lifestyle. When we see ourselves having this teeter-tottering, doing well one day, not doing well another day, that's that yo-yo effect. We don't want that anymore. We're not giving up, so we have persistency. But we need that consistency so every day we wage war the same way. Because when an enemy comes against a standing army, they come every day, every day, every day. And it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And what happens when the standing army takes a day off? The enemy will get even stronger because the devil does not take a day off. So in your mindset, you have to stop being a civilian. Civilians have a day off. The military cannot, because we can't afford to have a setback, because it'll make people go in reverse. And when people have a setback, then challenges come back. And that's when the ability of having seven worsers can come in, because the enemy can have reinforcements because you did not keep up the battle. And so we don't want to get battle weary, okay? Do you like my jacket? I love my jacket. It's a beautiful gift that I got Friday. And when I came to ABC, I was about 40 pounds overweight. I had been about 65 pounds overweight, and I had lost about 25 pounds, and I was on my way down. And then we started getting cleansed and getting rid of demons, and I was learning how to keep them out. So I gained 125 pounds after that. What do you think happened? Do you think my battle was consistent? I never gave up. But do you see the yo-yo effect? I would lose 20 more pounds, gain back 40. I'd lose 30 pounds, gain back 25. So what was I seeing in my life? Inconsistency. So what did I need to develop? Discipline and self-control. If you see that, thank God I have never seen cancer come back, because God has healed me of cancer twice. Okay? And so I've been consistent on my prayers for that. But see, where we are weak, God can make us what?
Strong.
Okay, so I have not had, after the second heart attack challenge, I've not had a heart attack challenge. That's when I was going through the tunnel to heaven. So I'm still here. So does that mean I got victory over that? Yeah, praise the Lord. Okay, and so I can help people learn how to get victory over what I got victory over. But what I'm still having a challenge with, I need some help. I need reinforcement. So this gift came to me, and I was wearing a size 24 when I got up to that weight. I know women never talk about their weight, but let's just, rubber meets the road, okay? It's apparent, hello. It's not like people can't tell. So anyway, I was fasting on water, and then I would lose a lot of weight during the fast, and as soon as the fast was over, guess what happened? Woohoo! I got to enjoy all the stuff that I wasn't enjoying on the fast, and it put it on double. Yeah. The body thought I was going into hibernation, and it held on to the fat, and then after I could eat, then it said, I better get more food stored up. Okay, and so God explained to me what was going on, because I like to fast, but he says, I know you're normally go into power fast with water only, like even 40 days, water only, just water only. Every year I would do that so I could seek God. But in those days, I was at my goal weight. I didn't have a challenge, but when I gained weight, I didn't realize that made my body be different. So Pastor Joshua came one day and said, hey, you know, you and Pastor James might want to consider not doing water fasts because it'll affect the body. He said, hey, that's a confirmation. God just told me that. So I had to realize, why was I letting in the 7 worser demons? I didn't know. They snuck in. I mean, who's going to do that? Literally. You're not. But see, they're so subtle and so sneaky. So we started doing like modified Daniel fasts, and we let the Holy Spirit show us what to do. And then I have lost recently on this fast, we're on a 40-day fast, but partial modified Daniel fast, I've lost 15 pounds, and I was wearing a size 24, which is like up to a 3X. And this gift came Friday, and I looked at it, and I said, it's so beautiful. It's a size 16. And so the Lord said to me, try it on. I said, what? Try it on. So I tried it on. Look at it. Looks good, doesn't it? Praise the Lord. So what have I changed? I have become more consistent, and I have more frequency during my day, and I have gone after the enemy. I don't wait till he attacks me and now he's given me a challenge and now he's the one calling the shots because I have to, you know, defend myself. No, I went to war with the enemy and I started using these mini scenarios that Pastor Joshua taught, and it was so exciting to me that I started teaching other people to do it. And I was merging a little bit of the daily scenarios with the mini scenarios, but now we're going to learn to do it the right way because I had to pick Pastor Joshua's brain. Because he and Pastor Sarah have used these strategies in the mini scenarios to overcome very, very challenging situations and making an appointment with themselves during the day to go to war. Go to war. You are warriors of God. You have challenges in your life still. Go to war with the devil using this today. I guarantee you it will work. Amen? Okay, so I have overcome a lot of things in my life because I've implemented this into my life to a degree, and now I'm really getting to the point where I want to be an expert at it. Okay, and so not only did God heal me of cancer twice, not only did God heal me of heart attack challenges and death because I was out of my body, but I want to have all the other things that my body needs, and I want to be fit for the King so that I am ready for the second coming, that I could run towards my mark and not be limping. You know? Run. And so we need to have stamina. So we're not doing this for a beauty contest. We're doing it so that we could be stronger and take care of our temple of the Holy Spirit. But we want to wage war in every area of our life, be it financial, be it relationships, be it peace, be it mind challenges, memory challenges, be it a diagnosis of the doctor or symptoms in your body of extreme pain. Like I told you, I was in extreme pain for over 25 years. And one day I got out of bed and boom, it was gone. You know why? Because I was doing the mini scenarios. And when 3,000 milligrams of painkiller doesn't work, something is really wrong. But I use the word of God as my gospel instead of a pain pill. I use the two-edged sword. And so I'm teaching you out of it life experience so that you can overcome in every area of your life, because it's the devil that's attacking you. But I want you and me to grow in this and see how Pastor Joshua and Pastora Sarah have gotten victories in their lives so we can too. You ready to dig into this? So Pastor Joshua said, there's five pages, but get through it. So buckle up, and we're just going to go for it, okay? All right. So these mini scenarios will help you to accomplish the same thing in your life. Mini scenarios are particularly important when you do not have the time to do the complete daily scenarios, because they will help you to get your spiritual warfare done quickly but efficiently. We are going to cover daily scenarios soon in one of the upcoming modules. So those of you that don't know it, don't worry about it. Just do what you're learning today. It'll work. Doing mini scenarios is waging strategic warfare. There's different types of warfare, but this is strategy. With, you know, it's strategic warfare with the demons and against them. And when the devil attacks you, he is choosing how, where, and when he's attacking. When the devil, was attacking me and the doctor said, there's a challenge of cancer, I didn't choose that. The devil did. Right? And so I looked at the doctor and I said, no, I don't receive that. He says, yes. I said, no, I'm not receiving that. Okay. And so when the devil attacks you, he chooses how. I'm repeating it on purpose, where and when he's attacking. And he's trying to do what? Control your circumstances and your conditions. So guess what we're going to do? Strategic warfare means that you're no longer in a defensive mode, but you are confronting the challenge head on, in an offensive mode, using a winning strategy. You are now in control, not the devil, when you use these mini scenarios. You are choosing your own time and location when you're going to battle with him. So you're going to say, okay, right before mealtime, I'm going to do a mini scenario. Right when I wake up in the morning, I'm doing a mini scenario. Right before I go to bed, I'm doing a mini scenario, like 3 to 6 times a day. But you, no matter what happens in your life, don't give up on your appointments. So you don't have to say what time you're eating, but say mealtime. And whatever your mealtime is, then the battle knows, you know, the devil knows the battle's coming, and they're going to get hit hard, and they're going to get weakened and weakened and weakened. They're going to know that you mean business. And when they see you mean business and you're not giving up, that's when they say, we better go attack somebody else. But you have to be consistent for a long time, okay? And that's very, very important. So you are actually making a daily schedule of appointment times with yourself to wage spiritual warfare against the devil, employing carefully selected weapons for your spiritual arsenal. Now, I don't know how expert you are in spiritual warfare, but I don't think you have as many years as Pastor Joshua of defeating big time principalities and powers of darkness. If you have a challenge getting rid of a cold, if you have a challenge getting rid of the diagnosis that the doctor told you, then I venture to say that you still need to learn more about spiritual warfare, and that's why we want to teach you to help you. Amen? And then when you have learned and overcome in certain areas of life, then don't you go and teach that? So many of you have a lot of victories. Let me see, how many victories? You have victories in some area of your life. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to see more in your life. Who wants bigger victories? Woo, I do. Okay, let's learn what Pastor Josh is teaching us here. In general, one of your weapons of choice will be doing specific affirmations, which are quick, precise laser attacks against the devil and his challenges. Many scenarios integrate all these weapons into a massive, synergistic release of the anointing of God against the enemy. Okay? So it's like big bomb. You have a big bomb that's dynamite that you are waging war against the enemy. It's not a little machine gun. You are bombing that enemy when you do all of these together. Because of the experience that Pastor Joshua has had, he's been able to know that this weapon works very, very effectively. Okay? Review of the mini scenarios, part one, foundational mini scenarios. The foundational mini scenarios help to create a lifestyle with the conditions necessary to support the general use of the mini scenarios. These scenarios are considered foundational because they are grounded on the promise God, made by God, that he will rebuke the devourer from the tither and that which pertains to the tither. So what do you think is important? Tithing. The tither's affirmation of this basic but extremely power promise of God is augmented by other affirmations on health and healing, and also by the power of love, forgiveness, and communion. So the mini scenarios lessons was taught by Pastor Joshua, Healing School 1, Module 15, on March 3rd, 2019. If you did not see that, please do yourself the favor and consider going on demand and looking that up so you can get the foundation here, because I'm going to do a very brief review, and I want you to have a very strong foundation so you can build on upon that, okay? So here's the brief review. Number one, how do you tithe a tenth of your income to break curses in your life? Number one, if you are not a tither, start tithing, or you cannot be able to be eligible to have this kind of power. That's just the way God said it, so I'm just letting you know. A, tithe regularly, but confess your sins before giving tithes because the tithes are holy. B, tithing prayer for when you give your tithes. Pray this prayer every time you give your tithes. Memorize it, write it down, make a copy of this sheet, put it in your purse, in your pocket. Let's read this together, can we? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I am reminding you of your promise to bless me in this land of milk and honey, and I give you my tithes and offerings as an act of worship and thanksgiving. Okay, here's a tithing affirmation. This is C. For your daily foundational mini scenarios. Let's say this together. In the name of Jesus, God has rebuked the devourer from me, my body, my family, my finances, my crops, and my pets. Or, in the name of Jesus, because I am a tither, God has opened the windows of heaven and continues to flood me with blessings, and he has rebuked the devourer from me, my family, and all that pertains to me. Those are good choices, right, that you could use on a daily basis. Note, ABC suggests that you do the foundational mini scenarios once per day using this tithing affirmation. Target 10 minutes for the entire scenario, which is one, number one through five. Confess your sins persistently, consistently, and frequently is number two. Number three, forgive others and forgive yourself. Be a loving, forgiving person. Walk in the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And number four, do affirmations for healing and health. And five, receive communion at least one time every day and more frequently during the days of challenges. We assume that you confess your sins as soon as you know of them, CRB, and reestablish the kingdom of God. So I'm not covering that in here because you should already be mature enough to that point in semester two. If you are not doing that, the rest of this is not going to help you. But you can merge a form of this if you have a lack of time in your day with that. Okay, and I'll show you how. Let's go to A, types and purposes of scenarios. Tactical warfare response, which is a non-scenario warfare. When a believer is under a full-blown acute attack by the enemy, which means severe pain, difficulty in breathing, or anything that requires immediate attention, like urgent care, okay, it is best to respond in a tactical manner. So we go not to man's way, but to God's way. All right, it's a higher than man's way. Be led by the Holy Spirit as you respond with a massive use of one or more of the following: the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God used as affirmations, the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and the communion table. For example, confess your sins and affirm, I have been healed from pain by the stripes of Jesus until the pain leaves. People say, how many times do I have to do it? I said, till you're done. Right? Logical? Why do we have a scale from 1 to 10? 10 being if someone were tempted to go to the hospital? Because we want to get to 0, which is 0 pain, right? 0 infirmity, 0 sickness, 0 challenges of whatever you're facing, all right? Let's look at with the strategic warfare response. This is what we do scenario warfare for. When you have time to act strategically, time to respond not to a current acute problem, but to build your anointing to draw closer to Jesus, then you can do the scenario. So there's a different type of strategy with it. When it's tactical and acute, we do something different that's not the scenarios. But here we're showing you the difference. Makes sense, so you know when to use this. So when you have time to respond, not to acute a problem that's current, but to build your anointing. What does that mean? You have to draw closer and closer to Jesus. What does that mean? Spend more time with him. Then you can do these scenarios, which prepare you for future miraculous victories. It is not a microwave system. It is not instantaneous. You are going to be doing this for the long haul. It's a marathon. But don't give up, because then you win if you keep going. Okay? All right, so praying each step together has an explosive synergistic effect, because jointly they form a mighty weapon which defeats the attacks of the enemy and causes you to overcome all challenges. How many challenges? All. Okay. The power of doing them all together far exceeds the total power of doing them separately at different times throughout the day. Therefore, endeavor not to skip a step and do all the steps together in the same session, regardless of the sequence. For instance, a soldier has to put on his or her armor and then go to battle. That soldier needs a weapon, say it's a gun, and it needs ammunition, right? And so if that soldier is sent to the battlefield and on the front lines and says, oops, I forgot my ammo and my helmet, it's not going to help him. So if you skip one of these, if he says, I'll get it later. No, he needs to have the whole gear, everything all at once, because they work together to help that battle become victorious. If you say, oh, well, I did number one, but I'll do number five like in 2 hours, it's not going to help you. Because from that time you started till 2 hours later, you've got a gap when the enemy can come in against you, and you don't have the ammo in your gun, and you don't have your helmet on, you don't have your shield of faith up. So guess what happens? Okay? You can get hit more. So this is why when you specifically do a time, do it all at once. Make sense? It's like, that's okay. I could put the eggs and milk in the cake later. I'll just do the flour right now and put it in the oven. What result is that going to be like? Mush. Look. Okay. All right. Let's get started here. Number one, foundation scenario. This was taught in semester one. The individual items in this scenario are already a part of a serious believer's lifestyle. It is recommended that you spend at least 10 minutes to pray for the following steps together once per day. Number one, confess sins. Number two, forgive and bless all who have offended you. Number three, declare the windows of heaven blessing prayer over yourself and family. Do communions, number four, and do affirmations, number five. Now, the mini scenarios, who are they for? Number one, believers who do not have a lot of time in their schedule to dedicate to spiritual warfare. Aren't you happy you're hearing this, you occupied people? We're helping you out so you can still stay strong in your warfare, all right? Number two, believers who have serious and or painful challenges, but which are not life-threatening. Number three, believers who received a doctor's diagnosis that he or she only has 3 or so months to live. Number four, believers who are responding to specific challenges by modifying the scenario steps. Okay, so we want you to take this, don't change the foundation, but you can add and mix and match and choose the affirmations right for you that would work for you, okay? But we have the recommendation list that are the most powerful, so the smart ones will use those as well. Number four, so believers who are responding to specific challenges, what does that mean? It means, say that you have a diagnosis that you haven't overcome yet. Say you have some symptoms in your body that is still ongoing. Say you got rid of something and it came back. Say that you're still looking at financial challenges and they're very serious. Whatever it is, this will take care of it, okay? Because you're going after the enemy wherever he's hitting you, you come back and hit him hard. It's like, hey, you punched me, I'm punching you back. So what if you slap me in the face, okay, with your punch? Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to pound you into the ground. Yeah. Don't come back the same. Come back harder. Don't let that enemy get up. Put him back under your feet. Keep him there. Keep walking on him, okay? And so number three, daily scenario, a.k.a. faith scenario, R4, number one, believers who receive a doctor's diagnosis that he or she has fewer than 3 months to live. So this is the daily one. So that's what you'll be going through later at another module. So it's a longer scenario because they have life-threatening challenges, and so they have to focus only on their life. Make sense? Okay, two, believers who are committed to receiving their healing from God through prayer. And three, believers who are prepared to spend 8 to 10 hours per day in prayer. Because if the doctor told someone they only have 3 months to live, you think that they should still keep working a secular job or just like, hello, let's take care of this, right? Number four, very serious believers who have no life-threatening challenges but are determined to become more conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. So you don't have to spend 12 hours doing it, but you can still do your daily scenarios when we review them with you if you've already heard about it or when you're going to learn it in an upcoming module. Now, B, why is it important to do mini scenarios? Number one, it keeps you protected because it is spiritual warfare against the attacks of the devil. Two, keeps you in the kingdom of God. That is so important. You need to stay protected, and you can't stay protected if you are out of the kingdom of God. So we assume that you are establishing the kingdom and maintaining that by not sinning. Okay. Number three, keep the anointing strong to break yokes of bondage. Four, keeps you operating in the mind of Christ to hear the Holy Spirit's voice clearly. Five, keeps you from having too long of a gap since the last time you prayed, so the devil cannot sneak in without your realizing it. Number six, keeps you in a prayer of agreement, especially if a spouse or loved one is challenged and unable to speak much due to any challenge, including weakness, pain, or incoherence. Number seven, keeps you in a mode of intercession for your spouse or loved one if they are unable to pray for him or herself due to challenges of sickness, memory loss, too occupied with work shifts, etc. I'll show you how to do that later. Number eight, keeps you moving from a holy place into the Holy of Holies. You are in a holy place because you know how to confess your sins, repent, renounce, break, and establish the kingdom of God where God is, and then you have that holiness surrounding you and protecting you. And if you don't know that, then go, that's when we encourage people to start with Healing School 1. C, how to do mini scenarios effectively. Okay, here we go. Number one, confess sins. Almost always you will be praying, Lord, pray this with me. Lord, I am not aware of any sins since the last time I confessed. Please cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Okay, why would you pray only that? Here's the answer. It is assumed that you are confessing known sins as soon as you commit them, similarly to save time. You do not have time to repent, renounce, break, or reestablish the kingdom of God, which we call KOG, because the assumption is that you are already doing that during the course of your day, for example, in your morning or evening prayers or when you confess known sins. If the assumptions are not true for you on that day, you need to add a CRRB, and establish the kingdom of God when you do the many scenarios, if you don't have any other time. Make sense? Number two, worship. Why? Because God inhabits the what? Praises of his people. So as we praise and worship him, he will become stronger in that anointing on us. And without the anointing, we cannot be successful in any area of our life. So most people skip the worship. Most people don't do that during the day. So you get recharged in your battery and your spirit in the morning. And just like a cell phone, by the middle of the day, it could be discharged and of no use to anybody. So you have to recharge yourself by that worship. Okay? Tongues, number three. Pray for a short time, even for a few seconds. Why? Per mini scenario. Why? Because it is going to edify you on your most holy faith and get you to build up your faith and your love so that way you could hear the Holy Spirit clearer, okay? In addition to that, at another time during the day, remember this is an assignment, it is not a suggestion. ABC recommends that you pray in tongues for how long? 1 hour minimum, all in one session, that will edify, build up your spirit to strengthen you, okay? So when you go to the gym and your trainer or coach says, you've got to be working out for a whole hour in this gym, oh my goodness, people pay the subscription to that gym to go do it. Is that not true? Well, this is free and it'll pay off for us, okay? Let's do it for an hour. If you want to be stronger, I guarantee you, people who are really sick, people who have a lot of financial problems are not praying in tongues enough. People who need a miracle and don't have it yet, you're not praying enough in tongues. I've seen that pattern throughout the years of ministry. Number four, affirmations, because that's your what? Sword of your spirit, okay? But you cannot use the sword of the spirit unless you are equipped and ready to use it to its maximum potential. So your ammo is all the other stuff and, you know, getting ready as a warrior of God. And so when you use the affirmations, then it's going to be quick, two-edged, laser beam, to the point, get it done. It'll be powerful, okay? Number five, communion. Why is that important? Because we have to remember what Jesus did for us, and it's his power, his body, his blood. And the demons hate that. Woo! They run from that. They run from tongues. They run from the anointing. They run from the word of God. Do you see how all of these put together make them not want to hang out or come back? Okay, D, different versions of doing many scenarios. So please modify or customize it to fit your own needs. If you're not exactly sure what affirmations for specific challenges, then you can ask one of the pastors here or leaders at ABC, okay? A, confess. Okay, now this example is 1 to 3 minutes long, this mini scenario version. So you very occupied people, I timed this and I got it down to 1:48. Guess who beat me? Pastor Joshua, 1 minute. So it can be done, humanly possible, okay? And still be speaking intelligible English, okay? So let's see how to do that. Confess sins you're unaware of. Let's say this together again. In the name of Jesus, I am not aware of any sins since the last time I confessed. So Holy Spirit, please fall fresh and rest upon me. As it says in Isaiah 11 verse 2, keep going. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let's pray in tongues 10 seconds. Shodiya rabara shanara kiriya rere kiriya rara shondara bashandara bashe kiriya rara se rere kirere shokuriya rara shandara bashe kiriya kanara basana se kiriya nanada shokuriya rere kiriya kiriya rara shantara sonkuriya rara kiriya rara shadan. Let's do the affirmations down below. I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I have the mind of Christ. In the name of Jesus, God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart pleasing to him. In the name of Jesus, God has not given me the spirit of fear nor confusion, but of power, love, and a sound mind. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit helps me to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your body. And I declare that I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood, which has set me free. Give yourselves a hand. You just did a mini scenario. Okay, under some circumstances, you can take communion without the elements, especially if you're driving or, you know, whatever, at work, whatever. Yeah, in the shower, yeah. We kind of have soggy bread. Okay, number two. Example of a 4 to 10 minute version. I did this in 4 minutes, okay? So that's your goal. So those of you that want to take your time and have time, fine. You can add to it. You could repeat more affirmations as well, okay? But those of you that have those challenging days, you know how to cut this down. So stick to that 1 to 3 minute version. But then on your day off or lunch break or whatever, you can incorporate more. So let me give you an example. A, confess sins unaware of. Let's do the whole thing together, okay? Who's going to time us? Pastor Matthew, can you time us? Okay, let's see how as a group. All right, shouldn't go more than 10 minutes. Ready? Okay, in the name of Jesus, I am not aware of any sins since the last time I confessed. So Holy Spirit, please fall fresh and rest upon me as it says in Isaiah 11, verse 2. Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me, anointing, fall on me. Touch my hands, my mouth, and my heart. Fill my life, Lord, every part. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me, anointing, fall on me. Now you could sing any anointed worship song when you have time, you know, but I wouldn't go more than 3 minutes. Tongues, let's do that for 2 minutes. Pastor Matthew, would you mind timing us? Shokuriya ra 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 shandariya kiriya kondara ra shandara ba shandara ba shandara ba yeteri kiriya kora ra ra shandara se kiriya na ra ra shandara ba shandara kariya re 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 ya ra ra shandara ra. Mesi kiriya ra ra konya na 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 shandara ba seni kiriya ra ra shandara. Desi kiriya ra ra konara ba shandara ba shandara kuriya ra re kiriya na 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 shandara ba shana. Desi kiriya konara ba shandara ba se kiriya ra ra konara ba shandara ba shandara shana. Desi kiriya ra ra kanya ra ra konya ra ra shandara ba shandara ba shandara ba shandare bi kiriya ra ra korere. Desi kiriya ra ra konya na na ba ra shandara ba shandara ba shandara ba kine kiri ora shandara ba shandara ba shana. Tasana kiriya konara kariya ra ra kara karo kuriya ra ra she kiriya ra ra shandara ba shandara ba shana kara seri. Desi kiriya konara ba shandara kariya na na ra shana. Desi kiriya ra ra kanya ra ra kanya ra ra kariya ra kora ma mahasana ra kiriya ra kiriya ra ra konara ba shandara ba shandara ba shana. Desi kiriya ra 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 kariya ra 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 shandara ba shandara ba kiriya konara ra shandara. So kuriya na ra kariya ne ne kiriya konara ra shandara ba sheni kiriya ba 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 sana ba shandara ra ra shandara kuriya ra 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 ra. Desi kiriya na ra kanya na ra kora ra 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 shandara ba shandara ra kiya ra ra kuniya ra 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 ra. Desi kiriya na ra kana na ra ta ra cha na kaniya ba ra shandara ba shandara kiriya ra ra kiriya ra 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 shandara. Desi kiriya ra 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 shandara ba ra ba ra shandara kuriya ra ra she kiriya ra ra she ra. Desi kiriya ra 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 shandara kuriya ra ra shara ra. Basana bara bara da 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 da. Let's just go 1 minute. So kuriya ra 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 shana ra basana ra ra shana ra ra shana ra ra ra. The shekiriya ra 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 kariya ra 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 shana ra basana ra ra. Shekiriya ra 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 kariya ra ra kariya ra 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 kariya ra 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 ra. I should be close to 50 seconds. Keep going. So kuriya ra 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 shana ra basana ra ra shana ra ra kariya ra ra ra. The shekiriya ra 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 shana ra basana ra kariya ra ra kariya ra 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 shana. Berekiriya kara kara ra ra ra. Okay, good. And if your boss says, hey, you know, then interrupt yourself, okay? All right. So You see how you can mix and match, and you don't have to be timing it. Just do it as much time as you have. Makes sense? I mean, you can time it if you want, but you don't really have to. Okay, affirmations. Let's do this together. You can choose from 1 to 11 items from the list below. Do it once each. If you have time, you may repeat some more than once. Let's do it once. Let's go together. In the name of Jesus, my blood cells receive and process sugar properly. My pancreas has been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Let's do it, my spouse, family, and I, if you're married. If you're not married, just say my family and I. My spouse, family, and I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, my spouse, family, and I have the mind of Christ, and our brain and mind functions well. In the name of Jesus, God has made the words of our mouth and meditations of our heart pleasing to Him for my spouse, family, and me. In the name of Jesus, God has not given us the spirit of fear nor confusion, but of power, love, and a sound mind for my spouse, family, and me. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit helps us to walk in the fruit of the Spirit for my spouse, family, and me. As we walk in God's love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, humility, and self-control, my God supplies all of our needs according to His riches in glory through Christ Jesus for my spouse, family, and me. In the name of Jesus, my spouse, family, and I are led by the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, God keeps us in perfect peace and our mind stayed on Him for my spouse, family, and me. In the name of Jesus, my spouse, family, and me are set free from the snares of the devil. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your body, and I declare that I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood, which has set me free. You did a second mini scenario.
About 6 minutes.
6 minutes. Very good. Okay. So it gives you an idea of what you can do for yourself. Now, you should be sensing in here that this anointing is so much stronger. So much stronger. E. List of recommended affirmations. On this list are the recommended affirmations that are the most effective in a victorious lifestyle. So you can add to it and choose from this, but I would not delete the main ones because these are the powerful ones that Pastor Joshua has been taught by the Holy Spirit. Number 2, modify or customize the implementation of which affirmations you want to focus on. If you are focused on a specific physical challenge, you might choose to do just one general and one specific healing affirmation, repeating each as many times as possible within your time limits. For instance, instead of doing 11 affirmations one time each, or if you have shorter time, you're doing the 1 minute to 2 minute version, then they have 5. Don't do 5. Just do the 2. If someone's diabetic and went into a diabetic seizure and now wants to recuperate, should just do the 2 on my pancreas has been healed and my cells receive and process sugar properly in the name of Jesus. And just do those for like, you know, 20, how much time that you're dedicating to it that you have and not any others. Does that make sense? Or just do, if you need the overhaul, say you have 5 different challenges of medical diagnosis, just do, I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus, like for 5 minutes or however much time you have. Make sense? Okay. So you can add the affirmations that maybe we don't have on the sheet that is a very specific thing that you're going through. So go ahead and do that for yourself. Create that affirmation that applies to you, okay? Number 4, for general health and success, say each affirmation one time without repeating the same one whenever you can do that. Like when you have more time right before you go to sleep or something like that. Number five, but I recommend right when you get wake up, you know why? Because when you pray right before you go to sleep, sometimes you don't end up finishing your prayers. Has that happened to anybody else? Okay, number five, rotate each affirmation. If you do not have time to do all the affirmations on this list, consider doing one affirmation on the first time you do a mini scenario on that day, then rotate to a different affirmation the second time you do a mini scenario on that same day. So you only have time for one. So in the morning you might say, I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Then for your breakfast time you might say, my pancreas has been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Then for lunch you might say, my cells receive and process sugar normally by the stripes of Jesus. And then for dinner you might say, my God has supplied all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus, so I could have the money for the copay for those doctors, those of you that still have doctors. Or, you know, my bills have been paid. You could specify, my God has already supplied all my needs by paying my bills and giving me money for it by the stripes of Jesus. I mean, don't do it that long, but you know what I'm saying. Okay? All right. So here's some on the list that are the suggestions, of course. 1 Peter 2:24. I have been, let's say them together. Let's do the short version. I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I have the mind of Christ. In the name of Jesus, God has made the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart pleasing to him. In the name of Jesus, God has not given me the spirit of fear nor confusion, but of power, love, and a sound mind. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit helps me to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. Let's do the long version on that one also. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit helps me, helps me to walk in the fruit of the Spirit as I walk in God's love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, humility, and self-control. Okay. Let's go to my God. My God supplies all of my needs according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I am led by the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, God keeps me in perfect peace and my mind stayed on him. In the name of Jesus, I am set free from the snares of the devil. Now, don't you feel more empowered?
Yeah.
You just spoke all of that over yourself, and the demons, devils, and evil spirits are saying, uh-oh, I'm in big trouble. They learn how to go to war with me on a more effective basis. They learn how to wield their sword of the Spirit, and it's really damaging. And I'm not going to hang around with this person, right? And so we expect you to have a lot of praise reports in the upcoming days, okay? We want to hear about them. So let's go to homework assignments. Create a mini scenario for yourself. Decide how much time you want to spend on the scenario. Number two, you may stress the use of the sword of the Spirit in warring by assigning more time on the affirmations which you chose. However, you may choose to draw closer to God by focusing your time on one or all of the four items in this approach. You war by releasing more anointing. That's why you cannot skip the worship and the praying in tongues, okay? Number three, if your mini scenario is longer than 10 minutes, choose an appropriate time of the day to do the mini scenario. Do it at the same time every day for 2 weeks. Why? The devil knows that you are coming for him. Boom, boom, boom. And so you have to let him fear you. Make sense? Number four, if your mini scenario is less than 10 minutes, choose appropriate times of the day to spend doing the mini scenario so that your total time for all scenarios exceeds 10 minutes. As best as you can, do them at the same time every day for at least 2 weeks. This is going to be a lifestyle, but we want you to develop it and, you know, for your homework. And if you push forward for at least 21 days, you will then create a new good habit, okay? Number five, at the end of each period of 7 days, compare yourself spiritually, emotionally, and physically, and how you were at the beginning of the 7 days. Incorporate the scenario process in your lifestyle. Look at the difference in your bank account. Look at the difference on your scale if you're trying to lose weight. Look at the difference in pain level. Did it go from 10 and now it's a 9? And then you keep doing a couple days later, gets to an 8. Do something that you could measure your progress, and it really will keep encouraging you. And it'll also, if you see yourself at level 8, and the next week level 8, the next week level 8, then you know to press in even harder and do it more frequently so that you could get it down to 7, 6. Does that make sense? I think Pastora Sarah is up to 1,500 affirmations for a specific challenge because she saw that 500 wasn't cutting it, 1,000 wasn't cutting it, so then she added more. And at 1,500, she was getting significant, victory. So you have to ask the Holy Spirit for you what applies, but one is going to help you because you're in the anointing, you're praying it synergistically with all these other elements, so you don't have to do the thousands. Who's happy about that one? Okay, praise the Lord. So how many are going to try this starting today?
Amen.
And have victory? Amen. Amen. Okay, you have 1 minute to give to God and to overcome your own situation and challenge and go to war with the devil. Amen. Then, devil, beware. The warriors of God from ABC are coming for you today. Amen. In Jesus' name. Yes. Doing many scenarios too. In Jesus' name, all of you are successful and will overcome many more challenges in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.